Time to talk about things going on in the city of Bryan. Joey Dunn's here this morning from the city. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, fine. So what do we got going on?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify, our IT director does have an iPhone.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. He's creative.
All right. One random case.
He may have two. I don't. Maybe he has an Android hidden in the other pocket. I don't know.
I guess he's got to be able to communicate with everybody or be able to talk to them about everything.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Right.
So we do have, that's one IT guy who's got that. All right. So anyway, what else?
And I'm glad to have with me Lindsay Gindy, our director of Strategic Projects. I got it right.
There.
Got the title right.
Good morning.
How you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Great. Let's talk today about things. Okay, I'm on the executive committee of Downtown Bryan Association. Kind of like Downtown Bryan. But a lot of things are going on in north end of Downtown Bryan and what the future is going to be. A lot of infrastructure went in to vacant lots and people are going, what the heck?
Right.
So kind of give us a view of what's going to be happening in downtown.
Well, like you said, there is a lot going on. We're really excited about it. Probably the first development you're going to see come out of the ground is what we're calling 500 Bryan North, and it's a four-phase development off of Bryan and Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And first two phases are going to be mostly residential, and then in phase three and four, as they get closer to Bryan Avenue, you'll start to see some bottom floor commercial and retail. So that we're going to see that come out of the ground hopefully in the next few days, actually. They have permits. They're ready to go. They're up and running. So we're excited to see kind of the first ground up development in downtown.
Give us a couple of landmarks so people will know where this is.
So we're talking about the area. The Ice House is on the north end, mm-hmm. and what we consider kind of the bookend of downtown north.
Right.
And then to the south is the new roundabout that was built.
Sure.
And then folks that have been here for a while may be familiar with the Kimball Feed building.
Yep.
That's actually one of the buildings that are being redeveloped.
Okay. So people will know what we're doing there. Now, in addition to that, obviously, there have to be a lot of ancillary things that go on. You can put a building up and you can make it livable space, but there are other things that have to go on to make it a truly livable space. And that's, I think, one of the things that you're trying to bring to Bryan.
Yes, absolutely. One of the key aspects of development in downtown North was residential units, getting folks down there to live. And then hopefully we'll see some of those other items that you're talking about. Most exciting would be a grocery store, or some type of neighborhood market. But one of the other developments going on is called the Jordan Center, and that's going to bring over 140 new residential units in downtown, and that's on the block with the Kimball Feed. So we anticipate that as those residential units develop, that we're going to start to see some of those other type uses that the whole community can utilize.
Now, like anything else, this was land that kind of lay fallow for a long time, and what was it that finally got us off dead center and got the project moving?
Well, that's a good question. I would say the economy started to recover. We did make an attempt at this one time before, and it was right at the time the economy took a downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just the excitement going on in downtown, we're seeing all-time highs in construction. We have lots of local developers that have kind of caught on and see the value of downtown North, and we got them excited. So I think all of those things combined really push downtown North to finally taking off.
And I think your city council is trying to do some things to help some of the buildings farther back
yes.
down into established downtown Bryan to allow them to kind of redevelop as they need to.
Absolutely. You know, downtown has been successful because we have had city council after city council support and understand the vision of downtown. One of the things they're doing right now, and actually council just took action on it, is a facade grant program. That's meant to help some of these older buildings that have a lot of expense and need a little TLC to help those property owners get those buildings improved in the older parts of downtown.
Sure. Anything else about this you want to tell us about?
No, other than, like I said, we're very excited. And I do have to mention the Ice House, which is also up and going quickly.
Yeah.
Most of the interior is already complete. Ronin Cooking announced that they'll be opening up a restaurant there. So
great.
I couldn't talk about Downtown North without mentioning the Ice House.
Well, again, you know, I know when they went in there, that's an old building and a lot of people have used it and some of them have abused it. And it's it's kind of like you open that up and keep your fingers crossed that everything can be put back together. But it sounds like they're well on the way to doing
they
that.
They are.
That's it. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the summer sunset concert is tonight at 8 o'clock. It's free. Can't beat that. It's the Vandaliers. They play Americana music in an alternative country, and that'll be tonight at 8. That's, again, things that cause people to come downtown, and we like that, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Joey, you got some numbers that you might be able to give us? We talked a little bit about building, but let's talk about all over the city. How's that looking?
Absolutely. And again, just a comment, I appreciate Lindsay's role in downtown North, and she, you know, you're asking why things happen, and a lot of her work went into that and continues to, and it really is happening. People yeah. keep talking about it, but it really is.
Yeah, they're going to be moving dirt. Things are going
but,
on.
But yeah, all over town, we've May permit numbers. Numbers were at $122 million total valuation. Compare that. That's year to. I'm sorry. That's not year to date. That's just. That is year to date.
Okay.
Up through May, you compare that to year to date last year when that's January through May, $70 million.
Oh my!
So almost twice the amount from the same period last year. We continue to have continued growth in new single family. And we're trying to target a range, you know, of a home that's 2,200 to 3,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Still see growth there, up 50% in May over May last year. So in a year to date, 18% up. So again, and I think that's in both cities. I mean, I've never seen it like this in terms of the new residential, all residential.
But really. You've got to have the rooftops before you can have
Absolutely.
The other things. That has to be the first step.
Right. And it's, you know, you just drive around, you see a lot of new construction going on. I think the Newman 10 Awards, a lot of them were home builders.
Right.
You
sure.
Know? And,
mm-hmm.
So again, we see that continue. You know, we probably anticipated a lot of residential remodel in June because of the damage mm-hmm. from the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do appreciate everybody who's partnered with us on you know, responding. I know you've had folks on here that talked about it, but, you know, we anticipate some of that. I don't think there will be much slowdown, however,
yeah.
you know, in terms of the continued construction. Just a quick comment on sales and hotel occupancy tax. It's slightly down, actually, total numbers. We're still up year to date almost 10% on sales tax, a little bit down for the month of April. I don't have the May numbers yet.
Okay, but you're saying you're 10 for year to date. You're 10%.
Year to date we're still 10% up on sales. On hot tax we're slightly down. So you know, I mean, we're again, anyway, one's a little bit. I would call it flat really. When you call one up, one down, but. You know, it's not a growth. It's pretty flat this year.
So hot far. Is interesting right now, hotel occupancy tax, folks, because you're building more and more. I mean, there are more of hotels that are being built in Bryan, even as the numbers are down, which would seem to be counterintuitive, but that means that, obviously, they feel like the future is bright enough that they can justify spending the money to build the hotels.
Right. We're still getting a lot of new construction, and once those come online, that will kind of skew our numbers because we don't have a full market share, if you will. In
right.
fact, we have a very limited share when you compare us to College Station in terms of hotel room inventory. But... yes, we're getting different types of product. You know, right now under construction is the Stella Hotel, and Lindsay and I have been working as contacts as well with the Atlas Town Center and other mm-hmm. areas. And, you know, that will add 181 rooms to the inventory. Right. And, you know, but it's a different type of hotel room, right? It's a different product. But, you know, we're still seeing that growth. And there's some concern, certainly, about absorption over time. But again, you know, that'll be a positive impact on in other ways as well. But you know, we're anticipating probably a slowdown in construction of hotels here pretty soon.
But you know, last weekend was a perfect example of the cities working together to bring in a soccer event that neither of them individually would have been able to do. But by bringing them in, that brings in a whole bunch of, as I said, hundreds of hungry teenagers. You can't beat that. That's perfect for everybody. But that sort of thing really is, as the cities work together for those sorts of things that bring in dollars from outside, no matter what the economic situation is here, to have those bumps certainly helps out.
Right, and having the facilities, you know, not just the hotel rooms, but the venues.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing
mm-hmm.
to work with College Station, with CVB, Texas A&M, and making sure we have a diversity of types of, you know, of facilities that will bring and fill those hotel rooms and meeting space. You know, that's it's another whole topic. But,
yep.
You know, we're you know, happy to partner again with the local entities and try to find ways to hit on different markets.
Yeah. Well, again, we live in a bubble here. Maybe it's a double bubble, but there are a lot of folks in parts of the country that are having a tough time. So you bring pretty good numbers. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That's Joey Dunn from the City of Bryan.